The Bible reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 14, and it can be found on page 1209 in the Pew Bibles, or page 2122 in the large print version. By faith. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning. I bring you a lot of greetings from home, especially from my church and my wife, Jane. It has now been about 7 years since I have been linked to St. Mary's Church, and I want to thank you so much for all your prayers and support for our ministry back in Kenya. And in marking the seventh year, I have a small gift for you. I was given by my church to bring it to St. Mary's Church. And I do hope that you'll be able to remember the ministry and the work that you're praying for and supporting back in North Island. Now, can I ask somebody who is between 20 and 30 years to come and receive it on behalf of the church, please? Thank you so much. Thank you.
We will make sure we hang that somewhere appropriate, so thank you. Well, I'll try and hang it here, a couple of things later on. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. We have just read the book of Hebrews chapter 11. And I would like to share with you something to do with faith. Because the title of chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews is Faith. And when I was preparing for this message, I found that the word faith is mentioned 20 times in the Old Testament and 180 times in the New Testament. And verse 1 of Hebrews 11 gives us the meaning or the definition of the word faith. Well, it's an assurance of what we hope for. And faith deals with the things unseen, those things that we do not see. Faith also deals with our future. And also faith may also deal with our present. So it connects our present and our future. We have different kinds of faith in this world. And many people put their faith in so many different things. A lot of people will put their faith in money. They believe so much that they cannot be able to do anything without money. Some people will put their faith in their employment or jobs. Some people will put their faith on their education, or any material thing that we find in this world. A lot of people will put their faith in the things of this world, and they forget to put their faith in God, who is the creator of all things. Well, faith is not intellectual, but it's about believing and trusting in God and taking God at His word. Well, the biblical faith is never blind, for God is always the object of our faith. We place our faith, our believing, in a God that can be trusted, a God that we can believe in. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that without faith, we cannot be able to please God. And that means faith is a mean of channel by which we gain access to Him. I remember in 1995 when I went to South Korea to visit a church there. And I remember when I arrived at Gimpo International Airport, it was hard for me to know where the church is located from the airport. There was nobody to pick me from the airport. The Koreans do not speak English, nor Kimasai, or Swahili. And so communication was a big barrier, or it was a big problem. But I turned to God through faith. and I believed in him, a God that can be trusted. And I didn't know which direction to go. But I remember getting into a call box. Do you know what is a call box? Okay. So I got into a call box. And I really had to pray and put my faith in God. Because I didn't know what direction to go. The people around me didn't speak any language that I can be able to understand. But I remember when I was praying and asking God in faith that it's only you who can give me the right direction to God, who can take me to where the church is. I heard somebody knocking the door of the call box, and he interrupted my prayer. And then I looked back, there was somebody knocking the door, and he could show me by signs that he wanted me to come out of the call box. Well, I didn't want to come because, one, I didn't know this guy, and I don't know why he was calling me, but through faith, God told me to come out of the call box and follow this guy by faith. And I came out, I followed him, and he did like this. He said, "Taxi, taxi, taxi." Well, I learned that this guy is a taxi driver. And probably he wanted to give me a lift, or he wanted me to hire his taxi so that he can take me to your beautiful gospel church where I was going. And when he said, "Taxi, taxi," I said, "No, no, no, no money, no money, no money." I didn't have money to hire a taxi. But by faith, I linked myself very strongly to God. Because the situation which I was very scary. And so I had to believe in God. I had to connect myself to him through faith. And I took a step of faith and got into that car. But on the other side, I was a little bit fearing. Because one, I couldn't communicate with this guy. He said a taxi, so I thought he was a taxi driver. And to cut the story short, I was able to get into that car by faith. And he'd driven for about an hour and a half. And after some time, I would see a very big cross of the church that I was going to go. And he stopped there, and I came out fearing that this guy was going to ask me for some money because he's a taxi driver. And so I was fearing coming out. But by faith, God told me to come out courageously because he was in control. When you believe in God and put your faith and we put our faith in him, he will give us that strong heart to face any kind of situation that you go through in life. Well, when I came out, and I kept thinking that this guy will ask me for money for the taxi. And when I came out, I stood there, and he went back into his car and told me goodbye, never paid anything, and I walked into the church. Somebody that I did not know. I've never met him before. And he went and disappeared. But thank God, by faith, I was able to get into that church, and I was received there, and I was able to join others for a conference that I went to attend there. So faith can be deepened and strengthened by exercise. If we move out there and exercise our faith in God, it can be deepened in us, and it can strengthen our belief in God. Because our faith becomes more confident as we recall God's past faithfulness. When we think about the past, think about your past. Think about those days that you went through a lot of hardships and difficulties in life. And see the faithfulness of God. The way God brought you out of many troubles in life. And that means if we depend upon him who brought us from those many years, who took care of us, he protected us from all evil. And we are the way we are today because of His love. His love that always is with us. Why? Because Christ is the author and He's the perfecter and the ultimate example of having faith in God. Because the Bible tells us that Christ Himself is the beginner and finisher of our faith. We need to know that faith in Christ allows us as Christians to overcome through difficulties or many difficulties in this world. There are so many struggles that we go through. But the moment we link ourselves with God through faith, then God will help us overcome any hardships, anything that we see as human beings, that is, it's hard. God will always help us to overcome all the struggles that we go through in life. I don't know whether you remember this example. I remember giving you an example sometimes back of a time where I went to a certain village to preach and share the gospel with a Maasai community. And I woke up very early in the morning and I had to walk from one village to another. And I was alone. And I had to cross a river to go to that village. And at about 6 in the evening, I was very tired and wanted to go back to where I live. And little did I know that the river was flooded because there was a lot of rain. And when I reached at the river to cross to go to the other side so that I can be able to go to my house, I couldn't cross the river because it was flooded. And I had to turn to God in faith. I couldn't go back to where I came from. Because the Maasais in that village, which I went to preach, they were very wild at me. They never wanted anything to do with Christianity there. Because it was about breaking their culture. And so I couldn't go back. And I couldn't cross the river to go to my house. Because the river was flooded. And there were bushes everywhere. And wild animals walking everywhere there. And so, life and that situation became so hard. There was nobody to turn to. I couldn't go back, and I couldn't cross the river. But I remembered that God is everywhere, that I can depend upon Him, that I can trust Him in this situation. When I turned to Him, I remember kneeling down next to the river, and asking God, I have been preaching the whole day. And I'm very tired. The river is flooded. It's almost dark. Because the darkness in Kenya starts from 7. It's a wild animal dominated area. So life was in danger. I thought at the back of my mind, I thought that was the end of my life. But I turned to Him in faith. And I prayed. And I asked God to take care of the situation. This is what I told God. I told Him if it was His will for me to stay there overnight until the water goes down so that I can cross, I asked God to warm my body because it was very cold. It was like this cold now, you know. It's very cold in England now. Okay? And so it was really, really cold. And I told God, if it was His will for me to stay there the whole night, I asked Him to warm my body so that I don't die of cold. But I told Him, if it is Your will for me to go home, let Thy will be done. And I prayed and I fixed my eyes upon Him, the beginner and finisher of my faith. When I finished my prayer, And I said, Amen, in Jesus' name. I found myself on the other side of the river. Nobody has pushed me. Nobody has carried me over to the other side of the river. But I just remember I was praying on this side of the river. The river was flooded. It was full. It was very dangerous to cross. And I just remembered I prayed and I asked God, let thy will be done. And by faith, when I was praying, I didn't know what God did. But I just, when I finished my prayer, I found myself on the other side of the river. And I turned back and I saw the glory of God and the hand of God upon me. And I say, this is a God that I can trust on. And I walked and went into my house. But I really cried a lot. And when I saw what God did, it was so much amazing to me. I didn't understand. It was beyond my imagination. But I remembered one thing, that I had put my faith in Him. I trusted Him that He was going to take care of that situation. What can we do about faith? As Christians, we need to act on and believe the truth of who God is and what His Word says, regardless of feeling or circumstances. We need to be very active and confident, claiming by faith the promises and the blessings of God that are all mentioned in God's Word. We need, as Christians, to take advantage of opportunities to trust God when everything and everybody else says no. Time has come that we need to trust God even when our friends says no to God, says no to believing and trusting in God. And even when our families tend to go away from God, it is our high time as individual Christians to trust God in everything and take Him by His word and walk by faith as a way of life, to always learn to lean upon God in every situation. Remember that sometimes life can be hard. Tough times are ahead. And sometimes you may feel that there's no need to live anymore because life has become so complicated. But friends, let us learn to walk by faith as a way of day-to-day life and link very closely ourselves to God. And the moment we do that, He will take care of all our worries. You know, we worry a lot. We are always insecure. We are always frightened about what will happen next. To myself, to my family, to my country, to my community, to my friends, we are always full of worries. There's a word in Swahili, in Kenya, that says, no, hakuna matata, no worries. Okay? No worries when there is faith. When we put and connect our faith with God, no worries. Why? Because He will take care of all our worries. Remember, there's one place in the Bible that says, don't worry about what you will eat tomorrow and what you will wear tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry for itself. Why? Because God is everywhere. Our God is going to be there tomorrow. He has been there in the past. He is there now. And He will continue to be. And ours is to link ourselves to Him through faith in everything that we do in life. Even when you live with people who have turned against Him. Because faith is not a blind leap in the dark, but a bold step of trust in the light of who God is.
And so we need to trust in Jesus in every detail of our lives. Because as I said, he's the origin of our faith. And he's a perfecter and finisher of our faith. Faith, the Bible says, it is seeds. Faith speaks. Faith overcomes. Faith lives. Faith learns. And by faith, friends, we will go to heaven and see Jesus. Amen? Amen. Because he lives and he's there. We need to connect ourselves to him through faith. You know, we live by faith. We have never seen Jesus walking in Wargrave, just physically. You know, you have never met him on the way walking or taking a train to Twyford or London. No. We just believe by faith and trust the Bible as it is. But the Bible says, I trust it 100%. And because I've put my faith in God's word, then by faith, that connects me with God. And that means I have to trust him by faith that is there. And we'll go to heaven by faith. Why? Nobody else, nobody in the past and in the present have ever gone to heaven and come back and tell us how heaven is geographically. Nobody. But we trust in faith that one day and one time, when all our days are over in this world, we will be somewhere. And that somewhere is heaven. And what takes us there? We go there by faith. We need to connect ourselves each and every day by faith. And test God by faith. And you will see what God will do. Put your faith in practice. Practice your faith. Let me practice my faith. And day to day, I will see and you will see what God can do practically. Practically, not theoretically, but practically. You will see what God can do. Maybe I've been sick for a long time and I've never put my faith in God. Or maybe I've been in a family problem for many years and this problem has never disappeared. I have prayed, I've thought about it, I've worked on ways to solve this problem, but this problem is not going. What is wrong? Maybe you need a little faith just to connect yourself with God and see how that problem will disappear. I mean, practically. Practically. By trusting him. Because faith sees the invisible. And faith believes the unbelievable. Because faith receives the impossible. Things that are impossible to human beings. By faith in God, there will be possible, because our God is a very powerful God. Do you think you can increase your faith today and trust God more than yesterday? Do you think you can place your struggles, your difficulties, your hardships in life, your job problem, your family problem? Do you think we can place that in God through faith today? Yes. Doesn't cost me anything to put my faith in God. It's not very expensive. You don't just go to the market and buy faith that can connect you with God. No. It is there. It's just a matter of believing and trusting in God. The moment you do that, then practically you will see what God will do. Thank you. God bless you.
I love Dave's reminder that faith is looking forward to the future. It puts the present in perspective. And brings the future into present. Actually, we belong to Christ now, and he will see us through to his eternal, unshakable kingdom. David, you are an inspiration, and we so often don't have that trust which African Christians have in all the adversities of life, and may God increase our faith. We'd remind ourselves that the one we have faith in, as we sing from heaven you came.